I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 3rd. Flood control is on the agenda for the Quincy City Council tonight. The Finance Committee will meet to determine whether or not to spend almost $2 million for seawall design and flood protection measures. $995,000 would be used for the final design and construction of the Manet Avenue and Babcock Street Seawall Improvement Project on Howe's Neck. The project would involve rebuilding over 850 feet of seawall and raising the height by 2 feet, with the option to raise it 4 feet in the future. And over 3,000 feet of Manet Avenue seawall would also be designed for future improvements. The state has already granted the project almost $3 million, and another $1 million would repair and rebuild up to 16 storm outfall pipes, which carry storm water to local waterways and Quincy Bay. All of the funding would come from the Sewer and Drain Rehabilitation Fund. The Finance Committee will meet at 6:30, followed by the full City Council meeting at 7:30 at City Hall. Quincy police are investigating a break into a Quincy Center business overnight. Police responded to the alarm at All Town Check Cashing on School Street at around 3:30 this morning. Police say the business had been broken into, but nothing appeared to be stolen. No arrests were reported. The right-hand lane outbound on Quincy Shore Drive between Sachem Street and Rice Road is closed weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for guardrail replacement work through April 14th. Buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains from 8:45 p.m. to the end of service between the JFK UMass and North Quincy stations this Monday through Thursday for track tie replacement work. A man was stabbed early yesterday during a fight at the MBTA's Ashmont station in Dorchester. A physical altercation broke out between two men just after 6 a.m., according to T Police. During the fight, one of the men was stabbed in the shoulder, the injury not life-threatening, the victim taken to a local hospital. Police stopped the other man as he was leaving the station and arrested him for assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon. He was booked at T Police headquarters, and investigations ongoing. Police did not release the suspect's name. A former Brockton RMV manager pleaded guilty to accepting money for agreeing to give out learner's permit test scores, regardless of how well the applicant did on the test. 43-year-old Mia Cox Johnson pleaded guilty to counts of extortion and one count of conspiring to commit extortion. Prosecutors say Cox Johnson, a former manager at the Brockton RMV Service Center, told applicants to request a paper test instead of taking the test on a computer. Cox Johnson would then score the paper test results herself. According to the prosecutor, the former manager accepted $1,000 in cash from an individual in exchange for providing a passing score to the briber's relative, who had failed the test 6 times in their native language. Cox Johnson accepted $200 cash to pass an individual who needed to take 3 multiple-choice tests in order to get a commercial learner's permit, regardless of their score. The charges of extortion carry a possible sentence of up to 20 years, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. 61-year-old Estavio Semedo, also of Brockton, was charged with 1 count of conspiracy to commit honest service mail fraud earlier this month. He is the owner of Brockton Driving School. He is accused of paying Cox Johnson to approve the tests. As a result of the fraud, the RMV mailed driver's licenses to unqualified applicants, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The Cape Cod Canal was closed for more than 5 hours while a female North Atlantic right whale and her calf were escorted as they swam through the canal. Spokesperson for the Mass Environmental Police said the canal was closed at noon Sunday and that the whales were heading westbound. At about 4:30, a spokesperson said the whales had made it out of the canal and into Cape Cod Bay. The canal was closed until about 5:30 to ensure the whales didn't come back. According to police, traffic was not backed up early in the afternoon, and that one car carrier opted to navigate around Cape Cod instead of waiting for the canal to reopen. The Army Corps of Engineers closed the canal to traffic whenever a right whale is spotted in the waterway. A new road safety law took effect this weekend in Massachusetts, aimed at protecting people who are not driving cars. Drivers are now required to leave at least 4 feet of space while passing anyone on or near a road who isn't in a car. The new law includes the following list of vulnerable users: people walking and biking, roadside workers, people using wheelchairs, motorized bicycles, scooters, skateboards, roller skates, or other micro-mobility devices, horse riders, horse-drawn carriages, farm equipment. The new 4-foot passing rule will be taught in driver's ed classes. Senator William Brownsberger, who helped pass the law, said it mostly won't be routinely enforced by police. It also requires bicyclists to use rear red lights at night to ensure they're visible on the roads, in addition to having a white headlight and a rear reflector. The federal government has ended a program that was offering extra supplemental nutrition assistance program, or SNAP, benefits to those in need. But Massachusetts is stepping in to offer some extra help for a few more months. About 630,000 families in the Bay State were getting extra SNAP money from the federal government, a form of COVID-era emergency assistance, on top of their regular benefit allotment. But the last of those payments went out at the beginning of March. On average, the SNAP emergency allotment has added an extra $151 to a household's normal monthly benefit of $335 in Massachusetts. To help families adjust to the ending of the program, Governor Mara Healey signed off on a supplemental budget that includes $130 million for state-funded supplemental SNAP payments for the next 3 months. The state benefit kicks in on April 7th and will be available at the start of April, May, and June based on eligibility determined off the previous month. The payments will be up to 40% of the difference between a household's maximum benefit amount for its size and the regular monthly benefit amount, with a minimum of $38 a month. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher on Friday. The Dow was up 415 points. The NASDAQ rose 208. The S&P added 58. Oil prices soared by more than 5% today. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil now at over $79 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Baltimore 9-5. They will host Pittsburgh tonight at 7:10. And the Bruins with a 4-3 shootout win over the St. Louis Blues. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today, partly cloudy and windy with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, cloudy, a low 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy but mild. High tomorrow, 60 degrees. Scattered showers on Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s, and more showers Thursday, but a high Thursday could hit 70 degrees. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet, winds out of the south, a gust to 25 knots. High tide, 10:33 a.m. Sunrise, 6:23, sets at 7:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, April 3rd.